She merged her childhood dream of being a talk show host with her passion for adventure and love of laughter. Whether it's in the air, riding the rails, or on the road, she realized every journey has a story. Join your host, Toy Burdick, as she coaxes those unforgettable travel memories from her guests that will leave you giggling. And it's okay. We can laugh about it now.
Hey there, travelers. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Toy, and we're about to drop another pin in our map. Today, we have Kelly Rogers back on the podcast to share more of her travels in Mexico during her 7.5-week cross-country road trip with her family. Listen as she shares memories of her most unforgettable moments while touring through Mexico. She paints pictures of those things she personally experienced that many of us will only see in the movies. She also reveals that not only did she gain an appreciation for a different culture, but she also learned how to turn lemons into lemonade over the course of this summer vacation. So grab that atlas and maybe some bleach as we set out with the girls for more adventures in the converted school bus camper. Welcome back to the podcast, Kelly.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Part two. Part two, Mexico.
That's right.
Interesting travels. Interesting, I don't think, is nearly a good enough word for it.
Well, I think it's interesting that I can still remember things.
I wasn't going there.
I have very visual memories of this place.
Yeah. Well, everything you've told me, it's all very descriptive and how you're remembering it. Yeah, definitely a photograph. Well, you've said that you have a photographic memory.
I do have a photographic memory.
It's come in handy a few times.
Oh, yeah. I was accused of cheating in college, but yes.
Oh, yeah. Really?
My essays were straight from the book.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
But because of the way you remember.
Yeah. I remember the professor gave me a page and said, I need you to read this. You have 20 minutes, and then I want you to copy it on paper.
Oh.
And I did.
Got it. Yeah.
So he gave me my little A, and we walked out the classroom.
End of conversation.
That's right.
So we're going to pick up. We left off with your travels in Mexico. What city had you gotten to? What was that? Oh, it was Monterrey.
Yeah, it was Monterrey.
We didn't really travel beyond Monterrey, I don't think, that conversation.
No, that's where the first bit of excitement happened, yes.
And you did tell us about what happened when you returned into the States. And
yeah, my mom actually mentioned that last night.
Did she listen?
Well, she did listen to the first one.
Yeah.
And so then last night she said, well, I can't wait to listen to that first one. So she forgot because her memory's not that great right now. But it's amazing. Last night when we were talking, I'd ask her some things and she would just start talking.
Oh, wow.
And said things that as I would have remembered it. So
that's
pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you latched onto that and were like,
okay. Oh, sure.
Well, from Monterrey, where did you guys drive?
We were on our way to Mexico City. That was our plan. Mm-hmm. So when we just traveled the roads and, you know, we didn't really stop anywhere other than to quick go to the bathroom or grab something to eat, maybe that we didn't have in the camper bus. But we ended up in Mexico City, but we went through Guadalupe first because Mom said there was a basilica there.
Oh, okay.
So we went there. And I remember there was this huge iron gate, and it was open, but I don't think it was open all the time. There were hours that were very sacred, and you couldn't go through it. Mm-hmm. But we walked through it, and everybody else, they were on their knees, and they were crawling on cobblestone. And it was quite a distance into the church.
What did you guys do? Did you stop walking, or did you just... what's appropriate?
We didn't know.
Oh.
So I know that they knew that we weren't from there.
Uh-huh.
So it's like but they had a mission.
Yeah, they weren't really worried about you all.
No, they were just walking to, and I remember it being like a very beautiful walkway once you hit the church ground. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful, and it was open, like a veranda.
Oh.
And once they hit that,
yeah,
they could stand up. And they started standing up, and they started doing their whatever, going into the church. We did not go into that church because we didn't think we should.
Ah, yeah.
But we did see this chapel up a lot of stairs, probably about 150 steps made out of rock or like flattened rock.
Hmm.
They weren't wood steps with railing.
Oh.
So my grandmother, of course, didn't go, but we went up these stairs, and there was this beautiful chapel. And the mass was going on.
Oh.
And it was in Latin.
And your grandmother taught?
She taught Latin. Right. But she couldn't make the steps.
Oh.
So it was more standing room than sitting room.
Oh.
So we were standing and listening, but couldn't understand a word they were saying, but we watched what was going on.
Yeah.
And we kind of knew what part of the mass that they were at.
Yeah. And if you're Catholic.
Yes.
It's all kind of standard.
It is. That's what I love about this, because I know that when I'm in church, we're doing this. So are the people in Spain. So are the people, Mexico.
Right.
So it's kind of neat in that way.
Sure. That's interesting that even though you didn't understand what they were saying, you knew what they were saying.
Right. And we were in the back because we got to the mass late.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't stay for the full mass.
Right.
So we walked back down those steps, got in the car or the bus, and started on our way. But it was quite impressive.
Oh, I'm sure.
Very tiny. It reminded me of the chapel in Mamma Mia where they got married.
Oh, I didn't see it.
But okay, you need to see that movie, because the way they got to that chapel was the steps and all these stairs, and it was just beautiful.
Oh,
so when I saw that movie, I've been in somewhere like that.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Neat.
It was pretty cool.
So just as a reminder, if you've forgotten, the travel means that you all used was a school bus converted into a camper.
Yes.
That you took on a 7.5 week trip through United States and into Mexico.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deep into the heart of Mexico, straight through the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really far. I mean, based on what you're telling me today, the different cities you saw.
Our goal was to get to Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And so we went through, like I said, Guadalupe, and then we ended up in Mexico City, and we stayed there for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And ventured out from that base.
Okay.
Home base.
So you were in Mexico City for 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that was Guadalupe. Where else did you go from there?
From Mexico City, we went to Acapulco. We rented a car, though, because my mom just said it seemed easier than to take the bus, do all this, find a place to camp. Because, you know, there wasn't a KOA book that you could, you know, kind of plan ahead. Mom said last night she just kind of went by locals. And some were good and some weren't so good.
That is still incredible to me. I mean, I know it was the 70s. It's not like we're talking the dark ages, but still.
Well, there are no cell phones. You couldn't Google anything.
We are so, I don't know, spoiled. Softened. I don't know what the right word is, but I lived in this era. I don't know. It just seems weird to me now because I've had technology in my hand now for so many years. I don't know what that was like to just get in and go and rely on planning kind of spur of the moment or maybe a little in advance.
It might have been nervous for my mom, but she never showed it. I mean, it just, it just seemed to flow. But when we went to Acapulco, I remember renting a car, and the cars in Mexico were not very big.
Oh, yeah.
And my grandmother was very big.
Oh.
So I'm talking like 260, 80 pounds or whatever big. And so mom and granny always got in the front.
Yeah.
And then my sister Monica got in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever felt like they could sit in the back seat with her would sit. But most of us sat in the way back.
Yeah, remind me, there were how many people on this trip?
Six kids and two women.
So eight.
Mm-hmm.
In a car.
And in Mexico, we were in like an AMC Pacer.
Come on.
And then other parts, we rented just like a Jeep. And this car going to Acapulco was not a big one. I'd say compact. And we were just crammed in there like Garfield at a window.
Where's the SUV? Where's the Suburban? Where's the van?
And with the terrain that we rode in. Oh. You would think they needed stuff like that.
Yeah, you needed a Jeep for sure.
But it was a small car. But it was so neat because it was a hotel. And we hadn't been in a hotel.
Yeah.
You know, we were like, oh my God. We thought we were like, you know, rich and famous. So we ate dinner on, there was a balcony type restaurant.
Yeah.
At the Cliff Divers.
Oh, man. That's incredible.
And I remember being there in the afternoon because it kind of went until dark.
Yeah.
And from what they told us, the water is so shallow that they dive into.
What?
And so that's why it took so long in between dives, because they had like two cliffs with a narrow little waterway going between them. Mm-hmm. And they had to wait for a huge wave to come in.
Really?
And they had to time it just right.
I did not know that.
So these cliff divers, there were no steps for them either. They were climbing up the
rocks.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there was a shrine up there, and they all prayed before they dove, just in case.
I've never heard this.
And so when they would dive, not one of them missed a lick. They all met the wave on time, and it made the water diveable.
That is crazy. I have never heard that about it.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was plenty deep enough for them to dive in.
Very shallow, and they wait for the wave. So you could be sitting there for 30 minutes in between dives because they were waiting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty cool. And
that's cool.
We ate dinner. We didn't do that. And I remember the meal for eight people cost about $120.
Whoa.
And we didn't eat beanie weenies.
Yeah.
You know, Granny always, she
back
told
in
us.
The day.
Yeah, Granny said, get what you want.
Nice.
So, and I remember it was nighttime when the waiter took our picture.
Oh.
So, yeah.
You were there for a while.
We really enjoyed it. So.
What a great experience. I just, you know, I've seen them in movies or TV.
The Elvis movie. Fun in Acapulco. I had to watch that, and he's at a restaurant, and they're cliffed. I don't know if it's, you know, edited or whatever.
Who knows,
but
right? I mean,
saying I was in the same place that Elvis was.
I bet you could find out. I bet you could research it.
Probably.
And find out.
Probably.
That's so cool.
Yeah. The worst part about Acapulco is I left my bathing suit in the bathroom, in the
no!
shower. Yeah, my green and white checkered bikini.
No.
That I bought with my own money from the job I had.
What job? What job, Kelly?
Well, my grandmother was on diuretics, and she had to go to the bathroom in a lot. And the comfort station was just not something that she could go to in the middle of the night. So we did have a little makeshift bathroom in the bus that only she could use.
Ah, okay.
But it was a 5-gallon bucket with a cushioned seat. And so it had to be emptied.
Oh.
So it had to be hoisted from the back door down to the ground. And my job was to dispose of it.
Oh, the whole trip.
The whole trip. And she paid me a quarter a day.
You're getting rich.
Well, you know, it's funny because I did have money to do stuff.
All right, let's do this math. Seven and a half weeks.
Yeah.
How many days is that? 7 times 7 is 49.
50-something days.
Yep, you were getting rich.
And toward the, you know, so occasionally I had to do two dumps a day. But it would depend.
All these words you're using.
Yeah, there were no depends back then. But I don't know if I was smart or I was the sucker that took the job, but
I don't know.
I didn't have a lot of sister volunteers to help.
Yeah.
But we did have a cousin, Cousin Kebby. And I love her to death. We still laugh and joke about it, but I hired her. And she had to do the dirty work.
Early entrepreneur.
I know. She had to do the dirty work. So I still got a quarter a day, but I paid her a dime. So
I'll split the profit.
Yeah, so I made 15 cents for doing nothing.
Oh, my God. So what did you do?
I would walk with her to the comfort station. And
she had to carry the bucket?
Well, I kind of helped her if it was heavy. But Now it's kind of, you know, quite disgusting. But we would stand in line. You know how a comfort station is at a campground? You know, it's, you got a lot of women take the time to get showers and go to the bathroom. But anyway, we're standing in line with this 5-gallon bucket. And nobody said anything to us, but I'm pretty sure they were thinking about us. And we would get into the stall and she would dump the water, the stuff into the toilet and flush it.
Yeah.
You know, because they didn't have any dump stations.
Right.
And if they did, our camper wasn't equipped with that.
No.
So we did that. And then it was crazy because it kind of got cleaned out of the shower. And I think that has a lot to do with my adult beliefs for bathrooms. I never take a shower without flip-flops on. Even at Disney when I'm in the comfort stations, I'll wear flip-flops.
I don't think that's such a bad thing. I don't.
But it just, you know, after a while, it just was so stupid because there was a hose on the outside of the the place that we could have used.
Could have used that.
And because that's what we filled up the bucket with water to walk back to the bus with. We should have just used that to clean it out. So to everybody that we came encounter to, I'm so sorry. I hope that you're well.
Our deepest apology.
I know. I'm so sorry.
If you contracted a disease due to us.
Oh, God, I hope not. Please protect the people of Mexico and the travelers.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's not like, you know, bleach spray you could have had or something.
I'm not.
You were just kids. You didn't know. You're like, I just got to rinse it out.
That's going to be my defense. I just did what I was asked to do by my grandmother.
For 25 cents.
Yes. But I had money to buy that green bathing suit. But I left in Acapulco. So to whoever found it, I hope that you enjoyed it.
I think that was karma.
It was.
Oh, man.
Yes. But anyway, Acapulco was a great memory other than that. But
oh, yeah. It sounds like it.
It
like,
was. A lot of fun.
Really cool.
So then we went back to Mexico City, and we saw bullfights, which was quite impressive.
I bet.
Because it's amazing from what they told us that, you know, a lot of people think that's such a cruel sport.
Oh, right.
And from what we were told, that when the bull is killed, they take it and they give it to the needy families of Mexico. They feed them.
Is that right?
That's what we were told. So,
wow.
But the fight itself, it was amazing.
Yeah.
That, the matadors, they come out and they're in these gorgeous costumes.
Yeah.
And I remember there's one was white with all this bling bling all over his shoulders, real padded shoulders. And he had his cape and the bull came out. And he would throw the daggers, like they have a name. But
oh, they do. Yeah. I think it starts with a B.
Yeah. And they put them right behind their neck because that's where they can, I guess they're aiming for the brain or so. I don't know what they're doing. But this one, there were several bullfights that day. But I don't think this was the main guy, but he got gourded. Yeah.
Ooh.
He got gourded behind the knee. And that white outfit wasn't white.
Ooh.
It wasn't white too
what?
Much. Yeah, it was pretty bad. But they, you know, they had the clowns or whatever. They look like scarecrows, maybe. I don't know. But they're running around trying to get the bull's attention. But it was quite something. It was something to see.
I bet.
And it's not a comfortable place to sit. It's very hot.
Oh,
it's not covered, and the seats were just flattened out stone.
Really?
Yeah, like a coliseum almost. It was very nice.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how far it was from the campground. In my mind, we walked to it, which I think is ridiculous because I don't think we could walk to that.
Maybe not.
I don't know how we got there, but we did that.
How did you all handle that, seeing that? Like, all of you were pretty young.
We were young. Knowing my mom and my grandma, my granny, they probably prepped us and said, you're going to see some stuff.
Smart.
But just, you know, the crowd, they would yell, they'd clap, and they would scream, and they'd do their, oh, my gosh, like they Ooh. Couldn't believe, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They'd make some noises, too.
They weren't desensitized to it.
Yeah, no.
It was shocking just as much to them.
Yeah, I don't know how many how many of them were like us, you know, tourists, whatever. But it was, I was glad we went.
I'm sure.
I was glad we went.
An incredible experience.
Yeah.
And a memory clearly you still have today.
And we did rent a car. Like I said, the AMC Pacer. If you could just remember the bubble car.
Yep.
With five girls in the back with their faces pressed against the window. But we had, that's where my sister Geraldine had to go to the doctor because she developed typhoid.
Oh.
And we're putting it back to the restaurant or some food place because all of our food were purchased. I don't know. They always said, don't drink the water. Maybe she drank water. Mm. But she got sick.
Oh, my.
And she got real sick.
Oh.
And we took her to the doctor. And I remember she was kind of limp in my mom's arms. Oh. And the doctor, you know, as a kid, you think this needle's 12 inches long, but I'm sure it wasn't. But he gave her a pretty strong shot, and she got better.
Oh, well, that's fortunate.
Yeah, it was a bad case, but this doctor fell in love with my mother. and I'm not kidding.
Wow.
He named his child after my mom because he was married, and he just loved my mother. I think he was more impressed with her being in Mexico with all these kids, men, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So he knew somebody named Victor, who was an American, but he lived in Mexico. He spoke the language. Huh. He was 18 years old.
Oh.
So he was a lot of fun. So he became our chauffeur. So he would drive this Pacer. So now you've got Mom and Monica in the back.
Just what Victor, we need, one more person.
Victor and Granny in the front. And I don't know if you've seen the movie European Vacation where they said there's Big Ben.
Yeah.
There's Big Ben. Well, there's a circle there in Mexico City, and it's got, you would think, eight lanes, but nothing's painted. So, you know, you're in the circle, and you're just driving around until you can get to the outer edge. And Victor knew how to do it, but, you know, we kept seeing the same stuff several times. But anyway, he would drive us around. And one of the places he took us was the Pyramid of the Sun and the Pyramid of the Moon.
Oh, wow.
And there, it was just so impressive.
Yeah.
Nice steps that lead all the way up to the top. But of course, we didn't use the steps. We kind of ventured off to the side, and we started. They would have like platforms, I would call them.
Okay.
So you would, even if you were on the steps, mm-hmm. you would climb some steps, then you could venture off left or right on this flat, meant to be walking space.
Okay.
So we ended up climbing the rocks of the pyramids.
Oh.
Thinking that, you know, we're kids, we could climb up. But, you know, Victor was there. We thought it was okay. Mm-hmm. So we were climbing up, and we would get the platforms, and we would sightsee, and then we would climb up the rocks instead of using the steps. Well, the farther we got up, there were these men on the top of the pyramid aiming rifles at us.
What?
And screaming words that we didn't understand, but Victor did.
My God.
And he just turned and said, we got to get down. We got to get down now. Let's get to the steps.
Oh.
So I don't know. So we didn't use, we used the steps when we went to the Pyramid of the Moon because it was a smaller one. The Pyramid of the Sun was bigger. So, yeah.
We're gonna do what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, I think
we use the steps.
Yeah, so that was.
Wow.
And Mom even mentioned that last night. She said.
Did she?
She goes, do you remember when y'all got in trouble because you climbed up the sidewalls instead of the steps? I said, yeah.
Yes, that's putting it mildly. You got in trouble. Like you got yelled at or, you know, it was, chastised. No, we had rifles pointing at us. Yeah, we got in trouble.
It was an extreme moment, but
yeah,
the pyramids were very impressive. So that was a day trip.
So, I mean, you literally, as a kid, you've got rifles pointed at you. You had to have been impacted by that.
It was a rush.
Thrill seeker at heart. It was a rush.
It was. You know, dump the toilet, get rifle shot. Very adventurous back then.
That is something else. Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna have anybody else. I mean,
you never know.
You never know. But
nowadays, I would not do that. I'm a rule follower, and
I think your childhood explains a lot of why you're definitely a rule follower.
If it says don't park here, I don't park here.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So what city was that again?
That was in Mexico City.
That was in Mexico City. Okay.
Well, maybe on the outskirts, but because like I said, that was our base, home base, if you want to call it. And we would just venture out and do little day trips here and there. But it
That's
was
so crazy.
Yeah. And the campground that we were at was in the center. It was like in the hub. And I just remember this big oak tree that we were washing dishes under. And there was cars just circling around, driving, a very busy, busy place.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And there was another man that tried to be our chauffeur, but we had Victor. And I think Granny paid him. It wasn't like something he was doing, you know, goodness of his heart, which he deserved it. And we would go to his house for dinner.
Oh.
And they lived in a very small home. But I remember it having a beautiful balcony.
Oh.
And you step out there and you can just see these beautiful, just, it was just nice. But this other guy wanted the gig. And his name was Humphrey. Who drove my grandmother crazy. One, he wouldn't stop talking. And two, he would come in and she was taking a nap and he would like jump up. You know how boys jump up and try to touch the ceiling?
Oh, yes.
He would do that.
What?
And he would bang it. And so my grandmother got her cane out and said, she said some choice words to him. So he never came back.
Took care of him.
That's right. Check off.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So what was next?
Well, we left Mexico City, and then we would go to Puerto Vallarta.
Ah.
Yeah. And we ate at the Night of the Iguana, which was a movie with Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes.
And they actually had a house there. So this is when we were in like a Jeep. No sides, just a Jeep.
Wow.
Yeah. Mom in the front, Granny in the front, Monica in the back. And all of us hanging off the side
I guess,
rails.
Right.
And the roads were cobblestones. So, you know, you could just see everybody bouncing around. You kind of got worn out on that trip.
Yeah.
But we couldn't get up to see the house because it was such a steep. They lived on the very top of something. And it was gated and everything. But we could say, yeah, they lived up there.
Wow. But that's so cool.
So, of course, we had to watch that movie when we got back to see the restaurant that we ate at.
Yes.
And I remember the campground we stayed in. It was all cobblestone. Had a heart-shaped pool.
That's interesting.
And my sister Monica, she was probably 14, 15 years old. And I don't know if we mentioned this in the previous podcast, but she found a guy at every port. I don't know what it was. They just fell in love. She had long hair, kind of blondish brown, but she just found somebody. And I remember... She went off with this guy. I can't believe Mom did that. But she would go riding somewhere in Puerto Vallarta with this kid. He could have been real old because she wasn't that old, but he was driving. And I don't know what happened.
Maybe their age rules are different in Mexico.
I don't know what happened, but we were all swimming in the heart-shaped pool. And all of a sudden, here comes this car that they were in, and it was flying.
What?
On that car cobblestone road. And you could all, you know, it's like a movie. You could see like the smoke coming out of the tires. And we had to be curious. What happened? What happened? He wanted to kiss me, and I said no.
He
took her home. So he was out for one thing only. But
yeah.
She found somebody everywhere.
My gosh.
Yep.
Well, I mean, that's interesting. She definitely didn't let them have anything.
Nope. And then from there up, we just kind of followed the Pacific, and we went through, there was a town called Topeka.
Mm-hmm.
And that had a memory that I finally cleared up with my mother.
Oh.
I remembered to this campground, at least I thought it was, and it had banana trees.
Mm.
And it was like an arch of limbs, leaves.
Mm.
And you would drive through it, and because we were told by the locals that that was some place you could stay, because they were kind of helping us find places to camp.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to camp by four. Well,
right.
When we went in there, there was a house that had no screens, no doors. It was really odd.
Hmm.
And the children were out in the yard cutting the yard with machetes. And then there were...
That's not children's work.
But, and then there were like a couple cleared out spots, I guess, where you could park for the night.
Mom, they were clearing your spot.
Maybe that's what they were doing. So mom did not feel very comfortable. So it took. So we left. But it took an effort to leave because... You know, about the 3-point turn when you're doing your driving test?
Yeah.
With the school bus, it was like maybe a 20-point turn because it was a very tight place. Anyway, we left and went up the road. But that's what I remember about Topeka is I came away with the thought, we're not poor. Because these poor kids, I saw poverty right there.
Yeah.
And it was, they were the most friendliest people.
Aw.
Sweetest kids. We couldn't understand what they were saying.
Yeah.
They couldn't understand us. But, you know, kids... Laughter is a universal language.
True.
So It was an experience there. So, and we went up through Mazatlan, which I remember eating cactus and scrambled eggs at a buffet at a restaurant. For some reason, we were allowed to do that.
And well, then that's definitely unique.
We ended up in Guaymas and another campground. And this is the one, the only one my mom got scared.
Oh.
Is because we had a padlock on the doors. Because they opened opened like with a little turn handle.
Yeah, the bus.
And we had curtains. Mm-hmm. But we had a curtain on the front window, but I guess it wasn't quite shut. And it was hot. Like I said, we had one fan. Mm-hmm. So we all slept without shirts on.
Yeah.
Including my grandmother, who had... I guess you would say enormous breasts in her day. But they were sagging to the waist. So anyway, we were laying all over the place. And all of a sudden, this flashlight was shining into the place. Uh-uh. And looking at all of us.
No.
And so, you know, my mom kind of got dressed. And she went up to the window, and it was the security guard from the campground.
Oh.
And so she opened the door, and she said, "Can I help you?" And he goes, "I heard there were 8 women camping, and I was just checking to see if you guys were okay." But he gave mom a bad vibe. So that was...
Yeah, it's hard to judge that.
Yeah.
You know, hearing that conversation, it could sound legitimate, but in that moment, your mom, if she had that feeling, she had that gut, your gut...
Yeah.
You gotta trust your gut.
Yeah.
Like it weird.
Yeah, she didn't like that. So then from there, we went to the border. But on the way there, mom picked up 2 hitchhikers.
What? She doesn't trust the security guard at the campground, but sure, let's get 2 hitchhikers in Mexico.
But before they were allowed on the bus, my grandmother said, because we drank a lot of Coke, I guess, back then, Coke bottles. And she said, "Grab a bottle and have it in your hand. And when I give you the sign, we're going to hit them. If they don't..."
This is just, it doesn't align. You just told me how she didn't trust the actual security guard. And now we're going to, but we're going to pick up hitchhikers, but we're going to arm ourselves with Coke bottles just in case.
Just in case we needed it. So, you know, we're driving in mountainous roads. And just so back then, the mountains had no guardrails. No, nothing.
No.
You're looking down and as down as far as it can go. So anyway, I don't know if they were talking or what, but, you know, we were all behind them with our Coke bottles, you know, hoping they would do something.
Give us some action.
But they wouldn't get off the bus. Mom would pull over and tell them to leave, and they wouldn't get out of their seat. Mm-mm. Because I think they wanted us to take them to the border. I'm not sure what the deal was. Mm-hmm. So... she drove a little bit farther and a little bit farther and drove it several times. She tried to get him off the bus. Well, then my grandmother got kind of ticked. And she said, "Girls." So the Coke bottles went up. And she got her cane. And she said, "You get off this bus or we're going to make you get off this bus." Something like that. God. That's not the quite words.
Yeah.
Well, they got off the bus.
I bet.
And we made it safely to the border. But mom could not find the paperwork for Geraldine.
One sister.
Mom found everything so that we couldn't cross the border.
Oh, my God.
So they came into the bus and they tore it up. These people were looking for the paperwork because they thought mom maybe took a kid from who knows.
Oh, my God.
Who knows? So Kevin and I went shopping with our potty money, but... Because they had stores or shops.
You go buy a new bathing suit.
We just see y'all later. So they took my tumbleweed that I had collected. Oh. I was so mad. My sisters were glad, though, because that thing was thorny. Don't ever put a tumbleweed in a black plastic bag. And maybe they found my travel book. Who knows? I've lost my travel book. But, they tore it apart, but they found the paperwork.
Really? They did?
Yeah, it was all together in a bag in the glove compartment.
Oh, my gosh.
And just overlooked.
Yeah.
But thankfully, mom got to cross the border with all the people who she came with. But it was quite nerve-wracking.
I'm sure.
It was, yeah, because she kept saying, look, because Geraldine looked a lot like Lizzie.
Uh-huh.
Back then in the day, they kind of all looked at mom goes, look.
Yeah,
they're sisters. Come on,
you can tell.
And so, I don't know. I wasn't there for the conversation because I was shopping.
It's nerve-wracking to cross the border.
I just remember it being this huge, I'm sure it wasn't, but it was like entrance into a theme park. Mm-hmm. It had like you know, little dome that you could drive under.
Yeah.
But very, very secure.
Mm-hmm. I went by car. It must have been 84, 85, maybe somewhere in that range with my family. We had family in Houston. We drove out, did a road trip, me and my mom and dad. And then we hooked up with my aunt and uncle and my cousins. It was like nine of us in two cars driving down to Laredo, Texas. And then we went into Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, across the border for the day. And so we all piled into one car so we didn't have two cars in Mexico and driving across the border. So we're all piled in. Well, they're all dark haired. They're all like Italian heritage. And
there you are.
And there's me. There's me, blonde as they come, blue eyes, standing out like a sore thumb. And we're all piled in the car. And my dad had white hair. My dad always had like platinum hair. So he stood out too. I looked just like him. So there's no doubt that we were together. But it was a lot of scrutiny. And that was the first time experience for me. So
Well, I'm glad that mom didn't lose mine because all my sisters were blonde.
You are.
And I am dark hair.
You don't look like any of them.
No. And Kevi had dark hair. But no, I'm glad mom had mine.
Yes.
Because they would have thought, dark hair, dark skin.
What's this one? Where'd you pick this one? We don't, she says to stay.
That's right. I would have had money for a while, but.
Oh my God, that's too funny.
Yeah, but back to that doctor. He actually called my mother when we were back home.
Oh my God.
And several times and wrote letters. And my dad finally said, look, don't call back.
Oh my God.
I think my dad was a little jealous.
I bet.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was.
He was really taken with her.
He was. And I don't know what it was about it, but he was.
Wow.
I want to say his name was Dr. Maldonado, but that's probably wrong. But it's something like that.
Sounds good, though. I'd just go with that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he cured Geraldine, so it was all great. It was all good.
Yeah. He just wanted to make sure she was okay.
Probably.
Just checking up on her.
That's what it was.
It's all right, Dad. You don't need to worry. Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great story.
Yeah, we did a lot. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't have any of my rapid fire questions for you because we've already done that.
Right.
But I can ask you.
Well, the next time we get to talk, we'll talk about everything we saw in the States on the way back.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. For sure. Because you had a few more weeks of your trip still.
Yeah. And we actually were able to meet up with a close family friend.
Oh.
And hung out with them for a while.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And they're from Lakeland.
Really?
Yeah. They had family in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to hear about that. Yeah, that's really cool.
A lot of good things happened.
Oh. Yeah. Yay. So I'll just ask you, are you packing for your next trip?
Well, I am. I'm starting to get everything ready for my cruise to the Bahamas in July.
Nice.
Yeah, when we're done with that, Stuart and I will do our road trip. We don't know where we're going yet. But
that's fun.
But we're going to get the map out, and we're just going to go.
I love it.
And we're going old school. We're using a map.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
No phone map, no GPS, none of that.
Nope. And we're gonna find a spot that we like, and we're going to find a hotel.
Oh.
My car has, we can put the seats down.
I have two recommendations for you. You'll just have to make a note of it, and if you're anywhere near them. So I'm pretty sure one is still there, and I think the other one is too. I think in Mobile, Alabama, a place called the Malaga Inn.
Okay.
I think I just researched it within the last year or two. It was like two old homes or townhomes that were converted into one hotel. So and I think they actually added on to it, but the bedrooms have all like this period furniture in them. So they're all unique. It's a really beautiful setting.
Sounds good.
In Mobile. And it's one of these places where it was actually on my road trip out to Texas with my mom and dad.
Yeah. We went through Mobile.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was one of these things where they just stopped at like the state line
okay.
and went to the tourist you know, in, mm-hmm. inside and all the brochures, and they picked this and they saw it and they're like, oh, we're, this is where we're going to stay tonight. So that was a neat little place.
Oh, good.
In fact, there's a picture in my bedroom, in my office of me and my mom sitting near a fountain that was at the Malaga Inn.
You okay. know the one? I know that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good picture.
Another one that is incredible. It was the one of the last nights of our trip home out to the Grand Canyon. So it was me, Greg, and Miranda. And we were in Tucumcari, New Mexico.
Okay.
Which is literally the old part of Route 66.
Mm.
And there's all this neon in that town. So much neon that
there's
still
a picture
have.
In your office there, is. There too.
the blue swallow.
Yes.
So it is like, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 motel units.
Okay.
And they're just, they're so retro and, you know, a wall AC unit. And we had like the best sleep of our night. I think we were just so tired from our trip. But the hum of that
okay.
wall AC uh-huh. unit was like that white noise. It was just such a neat place because there's in that little tiny town, there's so much neon that they still have.
Oh, wow.
They're trying to preserve, you know, neon.
Well, Stuart's never been to the Grand Canyon. We did on our trip. But
yeah.
I would love to share that with them.
Oh, yeah. Like, I highly recommend trying to stop in Tucumcari.
Okay.
To check all that out, especially at night. You gotta be there
right,
at night
to see the neon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for coming back on. I know so many people have enjoyed your Monterey episode, so I'm sure people are going to really enjoy hearing the continuing saga of this very long road trip. So.
Yes. And if I had that travel book.
Oh, it would make it so much better, right?
Yeah. I'm just so glad details. I could think. Yeah, I can remember a lot.
Yeah, no, you're doing great. And, you know, talking to your mom and she's helping get more out of you. So
yes.
And sisters and cousins, I'm sure, too, have probably had some suggestions.
So. They have. And I've tried to get a few, but they were young. I mean, Lizzie was 7. Geraldine was 8.
Right. Right.
Monica, who is older, I talked to her yesterday and she says, gosh, I wish I could remember everything like you do.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you all put your heads together, I'm sure you'll come up with more great stories.
Get one story.
Yeah, one.
Six heads, one story.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly. It's been really fun, and I can't wait for the next episode.
Yeah, I had a great time. Thanks.
Awesome. To this day, she still knows how to make her money work for her. A big thank you to my dear friend, Kelly, for sharing her story with us. If you'd like to share your travel story, email us at wecanlaughaboutitnowpodcast@gmail.com or click the link in the show notes. If you're enjoying this podcast, be sure to click subscribe and please leave us a review to help other adventurers find their way to us. On our next episode, we'll drop another pin as we continue to expand our horizons. Until then, remember, it's not the destination, it's the journey. So get out there.